Well, welcome back to the Coffee Talk Morning Show. If you're like me, your heart was racing with excitement and then broke when you realized at the end that you had just seen the season finale of Grey's Anatomy. So to soothe that ache a little bit, I have with me today anesthesiologist, surgeon, and hunky husband of Miranda Bailey, Jason George.
Hey, that is probably the best introduction I've gotten in forever. Thank you very much.
Well, absolutely. I'm just so excited to have you on the show, Jason.
Well, appreciate it. Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
I've got to ask you, I know that you were raised up in a military family and you had like a mentor who was a Supreme Court justice. How does a man bound for a career in law end up being one of the hottest men on nighttime TV?
He screwed up and took an acting class first year at college and realized that something woke up and it was a wrap. I grew up, a Navy brat, grew up in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and, all my buddies are Navy. Literally, the four horsemen where I grew up, they would call us the four horsemen. It's Navy, Marine, actor.
What? Actor?
And I took an acting class, and it just hooked to left. Supreme Court Justice was my mentor. He was like, you get the grades, I'll write you the recommendation. We'll get you into whatever law school. You'll come clerk for me. You'll be a made man in the state of Virginia. Have your own firm. It'll be fantastic. I took an acting class. I called the judge a couple of years later and say, hey, I'm going to go to graduate school, but it's going to pass the law. But fortunately, it worked out. I'm pretty happy with the decision.
So you've never regretted that decision then?
No, not a single day.
Something about the creative arts that kind of crawl inside you and they just don't let you go.
I think what it really is I think that, and I think people respond to that, respond to music, is it's about communication, like real connection between people. So when you see real, genuine connection, be it through music or be it through a performance, that moves people. Because we don't do enough of that anymore. That's the part that when you get a taste of that, it's the greatest drug ever.
I think that's a great way of describing it, actually. Now, you're a really strong actor in your own right, but was it intimidating to be put opposite of such a strong and dynamic personality as Chandra Wilson?
I'll tell you, I was a fan of the show before I was ever on it. And you can't tell her this because I got to work with a woman. And I don't need her knowing that I was all geeked out and whatnot. I don't need that. But I'm pretty sure she knows at this point that how much a fan of hers I was when we started. I've been in the business for a while at this point. And when I got in there, I was like actually genuinely nervous in a way. There's nervous that's a good kind of nervous where you're like, first day, here we go, let's get it done.
And then there's throwing up on her shoes nervous.
Kind of nervous. And then there's the nervous where you're like, you'd have a distinct chance of screwing this up because you're kind of tripping right now. And I was starting to edge towards that more than I like. But fortunately, Knockwood came out strong, and we've had a great time ever since. She's so fantastic to work with.
She looks like she'd be a lot of fun to work with, act with, sing with, dance with, as you've got a chance to do all of those things.
The funny part is people joke, I have a tendency to just tease her and purposely start ridiculous arguments with her just to get a rise out of her. So people laugh because we seem like this little old married couple in real life, yelling across the trailer, just messing with her. And people crack up.
What a great atmosphere. I know when I talked with James about a month or so ago, he was saying what a great atmosphere that set is to work on.
They've been around and they've gotten comfortable with how big a show it is, mm-hmm. and now it's just this great place to work.
There's a lot of excitement that Shauna just keeps bringing back around, and you were the peak of that this last season. You kind of became the king of unorthodox surgeries.
Yeah, the joke was that I was the MacGyver of surgery, just making it up as he went along wherever he was.
I'll just use a clipboard to cut this guy open. What the heck?
Yeah, it's like, look, it's a clipboard. I'll use it. It's okay. I sterilized it first, kind of. Hand sanitizer. It's all good.
Now, the final one brought you a little bit of redemption, finally. I mean, it might have been on a kitchen table with a kitchen knife, but you got redemption out of this one. But do you find the medical aspect of the job challenging?
I took a little bit of Latin because, I was intending to be a lawyer when I was a kid. So terminology, I can rattle it off real quick, like rapid fire, like not even blink. I don't know what the heck I'm saying. I'll sound like I do. I'll look like I do. But if you ask me, I have not a clue in the world. We had some great, Linda Klein is one of is our medical consultant. And she comes in and gets us looking, as confident as humanly possible. And everyone's, even doctors and nurses love the show. They know that we've got to curtail some of the reality, because it's only an hour show and these surgeries are like 5 hours long. Or there are certain things that just won't work for TV. But, film and television is a lie that tells the truth. I need to get it to you the way it feels, not what actually happens.
Right. Well, if you're just joining us here on Y105, I've been speaking with Dr. Ben Warren from Grey's Anatomy, Jason George. When we come back, find out if I can get Jason to spill any secrets from the upcoming season of Grey's Anatomy.